the artillery from the Fala summit to the far end of the Islamgi plain, either in an effort to convince Napier of his peaceful intent, or to prepare a last defence for Magdala. I don't know which, but I know that his high spirits when the prisoners left wore thin as the hours went by, and no good word came from Napier.
What more can they want? Oh, my friend, have I not done all that they asked? They have beaten my army and broken my power. It must be peace, my friend. Tell me it must be peace.
If he said it once, he said it a dozen times, but there was no reassuring him. In the pavilion lamplight, the handsome face was tired and haggard. He'd aged a year in a few days, and I'll swear his hair was even greyer. Strange, there was nothing mad about him now, just a flat, sober certainty in his words, when Meshisha, his executioner, who'd been in charge of taking the cattle down to our lines, came back after dark to report that they'd been turned back by Speedy. The mention of that name struck Theodore like a blow.
The Basha Falaka! My enemy, always my enemy. So, now, having got what they want, these people will seek to kill me.
He stood, fists clenched, a picture of despair.
There is nothing left for me here. The time has come to find a new home in the place where I was little long ago. There, by the power of God, I may find peace at last.
End of CD 8.